Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
As a farmer, I want a cooperative that's there for me.
Not the other way around.
A local co-op that works for me and works with CHS.
To connect me with local experts I know and trust.
And put a global network of markets and supply at my fingertips.
A co-op that's here to help us.
Own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years, and I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Well, Mark Johnson, Oklahoma State University Extension beef cattle breeding specialist, offers advice today on selection for calving ease. Johnson says sire selection is critical and will be unique depending on what goals you have for your herd.
First question we get into, in your own operation, when do you plan to market your calf crop? Are you an operation that markets calves at weaning, operation that runs stockers and markets your cattle as yearlings? Answering questions like that is going to dictate which traits are more economically relevant for you. It's also important to think about, are you going to be using bulls that you intend to keep replacement heifers out of that next calf crop to become cows in your operation? Answering what our intended use of and when we intend to market that calf crop becomes very important. It's also important to think about our own economic considerations. What kind of management input are we capable of providing? Those fixed resources, economic situations, the amount of management we can put in all have an impact on what kind of genetics we need to invest in. In addition to all those EPDs that get reported, most sire summaries are also going to be publishing what we refer to as bioeconomic indices. And when we talk about a bioeconomic index, what are we getting at? It is several EPDs lumped together with an economic weighting assigned to them that enables us to have an idea of how much money we should make or lose on a given calf crop if we intend to retain ownership all the way through finishing and sell those cattle on a carcass value basis.
Johnson says the bottom line is that selection of genetically superior sires is the fastest approach to herd improvement and profitability. Investing in improved genetics now will pay dividends for generations to come. Well, Representative Ron Kind last week introduced the Bipartisan Rural and Underserved Small Hospital Protection Act, also known as the RUSH Act. The legislation will update the 2021 Consolidated Appropriations Act to help ensure that rural health clinics will have access to the resources they need to provide care for patients in rural and underserved communities. The Wisconsin Democrat says we must continue to support our outstanding rural health care providers and protect access to care for rural communities. Kind says the RUSH Protection Act provides clarity after changes were made to the rural health clinic reimbursement rules. Rural health clinics play a vital role in providing access to care for rural communities and have been on the front lines combating COVID-19 in rural regions. However, due to drafting errors in the 2021 Consolidated Appropriations Act, many are affiliated with critical access hospitals that opened in 2020 and face significant Medicare payment cuts. Kind says the legislation will correct this mistake. You've got farm news on Ron.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.